Dr. Pinsky dictating a female AME on March 16 regarding Veronica Maldonado, M-A-L-D-O-N-A-D-O. The petitioner was accompanied to the evaluation by Christina Lopez Garcia to help serve as a translator. Period. According to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, on 3/12/21, Ms. Maldonado was placing boxes on a pallet and experienced low back pain. Period. She states she went to the emergency room the same day. Period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be final diagnosis of herniated discs. Period. These were treated with injections but no surgery. Period. She completed a course of active treatment in August of 2021. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, she's alleged lifting boxes weighing up to 75 pounds on 3/12/21, causing injury to her low back, down her legs. Her treatment records show she was seen at Concentra on 3/17/21. Period. He noted she had been seen at Capital Health Emergency Room earlier that morning where x-rays were done. Period. She was prescribed naproxen and cyclobenzaprine as well as lidocaine patches. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Chabria, C-H-H-A-B-R-I-A, diagnosed a lumbar strain. Period. She gave the petitioner lumbar support and advised the use of cold and hot compresses. Period. A referral for physical therapy was also given. Period. She followed up but remained symptomatic. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 5/4/21 to be inserted as marked. She continued to be seen by various physicians at Concentra. Period. On 4/5/21, they ascertained she was still breastfeeding her seven-month-old daughter who weighed 21 pounds. Period. Her case manager presented to the visit with her on 4/15/21. Period. She described experiencing chest pain radiating down her left arm the previous week. Period. She went to Capital Health Emergency Room on 4/6/21, where she was told her blood pressure, comatropin, and cholesterol were high, and she was admitted for evaluation with the cardiologist. Period. She was discharged the following day on medications for hypertension and hypercholesterolemia. Period. Patient understood her chest pains, hypertension, and high cholesterol were not related to her work injury. Period. Her last visit at Concentra was on 5/11/21, her diagnoses were lumbar herniated nucleus pulposus, common lumbar sprain, and lumbar pain. Period. She was started on tramadol and referred for pain management. Period. She may also see an orthopedic spine specialist. Period. It does not appear that she availed herself of either consultation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. Deep tendon reflexes were 1+, then the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Period. Left hip external rotation elicited low back tenderness, which is non-physiologic. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full and was free of that crepitus or tenderness. Period. Spine cervical. She was tender at the medial trapezii bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Thoracic. She was tender in the midline from T4 through T7. Lumbosacral, she was able to walk on her heels, but this elicited low back tenderness. Period, she walked on her toes smoothly, with no discomfort. Period, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed to 80 degrees. period extension bilateral rotation of the side band were accomplished fully without discomfort. Compared to a superficial tenderness palpation about the lumbosacral junction, comma, the greater trochanters, comma, and left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 90 degrees elicited only low back tenderness with verticular complaints. Compared to the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. 3/12/21, Veronica Maldonado was lifting boxes that weighed 65 to 70 pounds and experienced low back tenderness. Compared, she went to Capital Health emergency room that same day. Compared, she followed up at Concentra on 3/17/21. Compared, they initiated her on conservative care, but she remained symptomatic. Lumbar MRI was done on 5/4/21. Compared, medication adjustments were done along the way. Compared, as of her last visit on 5/11/21, Ms. Maldonado was offered the opportunity to see pain management or orthopedic spine specialist. Period. She did not avail herself of either consultation. Period. Once again, they allowed her to work in a modified duty capacity, but I do not believe that she returned to work. Period. She had been out of work since 3/12/21. Period. And that is the end.